RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
Welcome to Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's weekly sports wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define sport across South Australia. It's time for Hooked on Sport with two-time Bradman medalist Ben Hook and state golf representative Sophie Hilditch. In Sophie's Star and Ben's Best, Sophie and Ben select one athlete each that stood out for them this week. Sophie, who is your star this week?
Oh, another tough week, Wallace, if I'm being completely honest. We're just having so many South Australians, just having incredible performances. But I've gone with Jasmine Fijo. Now, she's signed with Adelaide Lightning in the WNBL, which is the basketball league. She was part of the Central District Lions for the NBL1 flag last year. And she's now playing for Woodville alongside Erin Phillips, which was also just a side incredible story. About 2 weeks ago, she cleaned up in the NBL1 Central Awards, collecting 3 accolades for an incredible season. Her style is being recognised. It's aggressive. It's energetic. She's got Defensive Player of the Year. She's in the All-Star 5. And she's also got the prestigious Coaches Award. She's a mother of 4, also playing in the SANFLW for Sturt. And recently this weekend, she was in the prelims and she scored 32 points to get Woodville into the semi-final. This woman is just incredible and I don't know what she can't do. Being a mother, playing for the SNFLW, I mean, she's just outstanding. She's incredible. What do you think, Hookie?
I'll tell you what I think, Soph. I think Jasmine Fijo is up there with a couple of absolute legends of South Australian sport that people probably have never heard of. Jo Hill, people would know. I want to tell you a story about Jo Hill. She was a legendary basketballer, played for the Opals, played for North Adelaide in that central competition. But she would go and play afternoon netball for Jervois. And then on the way from Murray Bridge down to whatever basketball court she was playing, change out of her netball uniform and get into her basketball kit and run out and play basketball for North Adelaide that night. And the other cracking story that's very, very similar to Jasmine Fijo is a kid called Lauren Gibbons, who on Friday nights would go out and play netball for South Adelaide. And then the following night, she'd change out of the North Adelaide, out of the South Adelaide netball kit and into the South Adelaide basketball kit and run around and play for the Panthers in NBL1 Central as well. So Jasmine might be, she's probably not ahead of Jo Hill, who was an absolute legend of Australian basketball. But I just reckon it is incredible. We've got these women who no one really knows that much about, but fancy playing SANFLW in the afternoon and then just traipsing out to go and play NBL1 basketball and dominate like she is. She's an incredible story, Jasmine Fijo. There's a few athletes like that, as I've just shared with you, but maybe none better than her. It's wonderful. And yeah, they're in a grand final now. It's going to be fascinating to watch.
I don't know how they do it, Hookie. I'm still trying to learn how to hit the ball straight in one sport, let alone another one.
Talking about athletes that we are very excited about here in Adelaide, can I share the story of Isaac Hayne, who's gone on to win the famous City to Surf run, 15K race. That's a tough race, quite hilly on the way through from the city of Sydney out to the beach there. Broke his record of last year, won it last year, took 17 seconds off his time. He's still a fair way off the course record set by Steve Monteghetti. But we have this incredible distance running group here in South Australia. The obvious one is Jess Stenson, as we know, Izzy Bat Doyle, a two-time Olympian. Isaac Hayne lived with Caitlin Adams, not as a couple, but they shared a house together just in Goodwood until only a few years ago. And Caitlin Adams is a gun 10K runner as well, generally known for road running. In fact, I reckon both Isaac and Caitlin won the Burnie 10K together a few years ago now. So Isaac Hayne, yeah, maybe a bit of a smoky to get into the LA Olympics 2028, just coming into his own, 25 years old now, been very good for a long time. He wins a lot of these types of races, and can he step up on the track at sort of a 5-10K? It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, we should be very proud of these young people, shouldn't we, Soph?
Oh, 100%. I think that's an incredible choice for the Ben's Best this week.
We've run through the finishing tape on another episode of Hooked on Sport. We appreciate you following us and leaving a review. This helps us reach more sports-minded people just like you. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to your company next week on Hooked on Sport.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd encourage you to take a listen to Beyond the Club. It's a project I've been working on with Flinders University. Now, I co-host it with Professor Sam Elliott, and we break down all the latest research on how to maximise the experience of junior and club athletes. There's a range of resources, special guests, and cutting-edge info on how you can make your club a safer, happier place for your kids and their club mates. Beyond the Club, wherever you get your podcasts.